Ngüthia, Chairperson, distinguished delegates, members of the press, ladies and gentlemen, I bring warmest greetings and best wishes from the government and people of the Islamic Republic of the Gambia. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the High Commissioner, Mr. Filippo Grandi, for taking over the mantle of leadership of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, and also to his predecessor, Mr. Antony Guterres. The refugee situation in the Islamic Republic of the Gambia, true protected, remains under favorable protected environment. I wish to inform this August gathering that the majority of the refugees are locally integrated into the mainstream Gambian society. The Gambian government, through the Gambian Commission for Refugees in partnership with the UNHCR, continues to provide protection and humanitarian assistance for the refugees and other persons of concern. I wish to assure UNHCR and other partners that the Gambian government will continue to protect the rights of refugees. The Ministry of Interior, through the Gambia Commission for Refugees, has finalized negotiations with the Gambia Immigration Department and the issuance of a new long-term residence permit for refugees who opted for local integration. This residence permit will help local integrated refugees who may wish to neutralize or register as Gambian citizens. We are all aware that statelessness has now become a global phenomenon, and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights make it clear that everyone has the right to nationality. The fate of the statelessness is harmful for our individuals concerned, since they do not exist, are invisible and deprived of the fundamental association with nationality. In other words, are not recognized as belonging to any state. This gathering would recall that the Gambia demonstrated the political will to address statelessness by ratification of two UN conventions on statelessness. Going forward, the country team of the Gambia had developed a national action plan to statelessness, which is endorsed by the government of the Islamic Republic of the Gambia. In this respect, the Gambia Commission for Refugees, in collaboration with the country team of statelessness, relevant stakeholders and the UNHCR will embark on a series of activities to conduct survey on children born in the Gambia without birth certificate, with a view to update the population data to identify statelessness persons or those at risk of being stateless. We are deeply appreciative of this support from UNHCR and other development partners. I wish to seize this opportunity to also thank the embassy of the United States in Banjul for their support to the welfare of the refugees. It was through the Julia Trust Fund for Refugees that six child-friendly centers were built in six refugee host countries. These child-friendly centers serve both as child care and learning centers. These centers give parents the opportunity to work on their farm or gardens while their children are being looked after, as well as being educated. Finally, Mr. Chair, I would like to once again express my government's commitment in protecting and managing refugee matters in fulfillment of our international obligations. Thank you.